Some of us did not learn peace in quiet rooms. We learned it by watching for danger and calling that readiness strength. There was a long stretch of my life when safety felt fragile, something that could disappear without warning. This was not something I carried from childhood. It grew in the years when I watched the people I loved most suffer, and then learned how quiet the world can feel after they are gone. When you have lived through experiences that taught your body to stay on alert, peace does not feel like a natural state. It feels like a luxury you cannot quite trust. I learned to scan for problems before they happened, to prepare for impact, to build backup plans for my backup plans. Hypervigilance did not feel like fear. It felt like wisdom. It felt like survival. As an adult, I believed peace would come with proof that nothing bad was about to happen. If the accounts balanced, if the bills were paid ahead of time, if I could see exactly how the next few months would unfold, then maybe my nervous system would settle. I told myself I was being responsible. In truth, I was trying to manufacture safety in a world that had once felt unsafe. I never doubted God's existence or His goodness. I believed He was faithful. I believed He would provide. But trauma has a way of teaching you that even good things can disappear, that stability can vanish overnight. So I trusted God with my eternity, but I struggled to trust Him with my Tuesday afternoon. I believed He would come through eventually, yet I lived as though it were still my job to hold everything together until then. Then life entered a season where the math no longer worked, and my usual coping mechanisms failed me. No amount of planning could eliminate the uncertainty. No amount of checking could guarantee security. The gap between what I could control and what I needed grew wider, and there was nothing left to grip tightly enough to close it. That was when I realized how deeply the need to feel safe had shaped me, not just emotionally, but physically. My shoulders lived near my ears. My jaw clenched without permission. My body reacted to every unexpected expense or change as if danger were imminent. Even when my mind knew I was not in immediate threat, my body remembered a different story. In that space, I sensed God speaking not with condemnation, but with tenderness, not demanding stronger faith, not shaming my fear, simply inviting me to loosen my grip. It was as if He were saying that I no longer had to protect myself from everything, that I was not alone in the responsibility for survival. Later, I began to recognize His voice in words I had read many times before. Scripture calls God our refuge, our fortress, our safe place. Those words took on new meaning when I realized He was not merely offering future security, but present safety, not the absence of difficulty, but the assurance of His presence within it. He was not waiting for the situation to stabilize before drawing near. He was already there, steady when everything else felt uncertain. This season has revealed that my struggle is not simply about finances, plans, or outcomes. It is about learning to feel safe without proof, to rest without guarantees, to believe that God's care is not fragile or conditional. That kind of trust does not appear overnight, especially when your past trained you otherwise. It unfolds slowly, layer by layer, sometimes with almost invisible progress. I am better than I used to be. I can see the growth. I can feel moments of calm that once seemed impossible. But I am not all the way there. Some days, my body still flinches. Some nights, anxiety still whispers worst-case scenarios. Sometimes, I still reach for control before I remember to reach for God. Healing is not a straight line. Faith is not the absence of struggle. The Apostle Paul wrote about God's strength being made perfect in weakness. That verse used to frustrate me because I wanted strength to eliminate weakness, not coexist with it. Now I see that our fragility does not repel God. He meets us inside it. He does not wait until we are fully healed to walk with us. He walks with us so that healing can happen. Jesus calmed storms, but he also remained present in them before they quieted. The disciples were afraid not because Jesus was absent, but because they had forgotten who was with them. I forget too. I forget that the one who holds the universe together is not shaken by the things that shake me. Remembering that changes what trust looks like. Learning to trust God with safety means surrendering the illusion that I can prevent every painful outcome. It means accepting that control is not the same as security. It means allowing God to be the one who sustains me rather than trying to sustain myself. Surrender, in this context, is deeply practical. It looks like unclenching muscles that have been tight for years. It looks like breathing slowly when panic surges. It looks like leaving the future in God's hands, even when my instincts beg me to grab it back. It is not a one-time decision, but a repeated choice, sometimes made dozens of times a day. Peace is still available here, even in the unfinished places. Even when I am not fully healed, even when I still have triggers and fears and questions. God is not withholding peace until I become perfectly trusting. He offers it now, in proportion to my willingness to receive it. If you carry a history that makes safety feel uncertain, you are not weak for struggling. You are human. And you are not disqualified from faith because your nervous system has scars. God understands trauma. He moves toward the brokenhearted, not away from them. You do not have to pretend you are fully healed to be deeply loved. You do not have to wait until you feel calm to come to Him. Bring the tension, the fear, the memories, the need to feel safe. He is patient. He is gentle. He is not intimidated by the parts of you that are still trembling. Today, I am choosing to trust Him a little more than yesterday, even if tomorrow I have to choose again. I am learning that safety is not found in perfect circumstances, but in a faithful Savior. I am learning that being held is stronger than holding everything myself. You may not be all the way there either. That is all right. Growth is still growth, even when it feels slow. God is not measuring your progress with disappointment. He is walking with you, step by step, rebuilding what fear once shaped. You are not alone in the struggle. You are not beyond healing, and you are not responsible for carrying the weight of your own safety. The Lord is near to the anxious heart, steady beneath the shaking, a refuge that does not crumble when life does. Prayer. Father, you see every wound I carry and every place where fear still lingers. You know the memories that taught me to stay on guard and the ways my heart longs to feel safe. Thank you for your patience with me as I learn to trust you more deeply. Help me release control a little at a time and rest in your presence. Calm my body when anxiety rises and remind me that you are my refuge and my security. For anyone reading this who feels fragile or overwhelmed, surround them with your peace and reassure them of your nearness. Continue the healing work in us, even when progress feels slow. Teach us to find safety in you above all else. We place our fears, our past, and our future into your faithful hands, trusting that you will never leave us or forsake us. In Jesus' name, amen.